Welcome back to another episode of Tune In with Dove, a podcast where we talk about mental health, self-belief, motivation, and all things you. I'm your host, Dove, and today we're going to be talking about something that isn't talked about much, but is, you know, has a lot of dealings with a lot of people. And the thing we're going to talk about today is post-athlete syndrome. Whether you played in middle school, high school, collegiate level, professional, transitioning away from sports can make you feel like you're losing a part of your identity. In today's episode, we're going to unpack what post-athlete syndrome is, how to deal with it, and how to find a new purpose or sense in life. If you or somebody you know is struggling to navigate life after sports and finding their identity, well, this episode is for you. Because today we're diving into actionable tips and personal stories that'll help you relate and get back to the person you used to be. Again, my name is Dev. Episodes come out every Monday, and get ready to sit back and tune in with Dev. If this is your first time tuning in, I hope that you find something throughout today's episode that you can relate with or something that can help you or someone else. And I guess we can get right into it. What is post-athlete syndrome? It may sound like some made-up word that I'm just making up, but it's not. It's a real thing that a lot of people deal with, including myself, that I've dealt with for a little bit. But post-athlete syndrome is basically you have this purpose that you feel like you have playing sports throughout your whole life. That's kind of what your identity is, what you're known for. And then once you're done playing sports, that identity that you had, the structure that it brought to your life, the purpose, the will that made you want to get up every single day to do the thing that you loved. And then once you finish playing, it's feel like you don't have that sense of purpose anymore and a sense of continuing to keep going forward or finding purpose in what you're doing, because it just feels like you're trying to fill a empty void in your life that you once had. And a lot of people you know or yourself may be struggling with this. Like even personally myself, I know that I have playing sports, football from 12 to, 22, all in a college. And it's just like once that ended, like that love for the game, the purpose that I felt, I felt like that was what I was on earth meant to do. And I felt like once it was over, then it's like, now I have to get a job. What do I do now? Like, you know, you have that sense of like the void in your life of now you got to figure out what it is that you're going to do next. And that's what a lot of people who have post-athlete syndrome, they struggle to transition into the post-life of being an athlete. Because being an athlete, a lot of times we make that our identity. We make that like our whole life, our whole being of who we are. We feel like that is our purpose. The ups and downs that come with it, the sacrifices, the blood, sweat, and tears that we have when you play sports, the highs, the lows, the happiness, the sadness, when you become upset, and it's just everything is just revolved around sports or the sport that you play. And once it's gone, it's hard to kind of transition that same feeling into other things. And it kind of confuses you and puts you at a place of you don't know what to do. And this can affect your life psychologically, emotionally, and physically. A lot of athletes struggle with depression, anxiety, low self-esteem because they're no longer being applauded. They're no longer being cheered on for the thing that they love to do. You were an athlete for so long, and now you're trying to find your identity that's outside of sports. And if you're listening to this and this is kind of hitting home for you, just know that you're not alone and that there are so many people who deal with this struggle of trying to transition into life post after playing sports. It's a tough transition, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. There always is. And that brings me to my next topic. Why is the transition so hard? Like, man, like when you talk about the transition after, like it's not something that you think about while you're playing because it goes by so fast. Those 4 years in high school, those 4 years in college, they go by so fast when you're playing sports and you kind of take advantage of it. And once you get out of it, then you kind of truly see it's like, dang, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have took this more seriously. And it's a lot of regret. And that kind of transitions over into the post athlete, you know, life that you have. As an athlete, you're used to structure, discipline, and goals. Those are like what you kind of live your life by. Besides school, that's kind of what you live your life by is the structure of waking up at a certain time, being in practice, workouts, all of that, all preparing and everything, and your goals that you set for yourself or as a team goal or individual goal. and the discipline that you have from all the coaches, teammates, and even yourself holding yourself accountable of the for the things that you're going to do and that you're holding yourself up to a certain standard. Your identity was kind of tied and intertwined in what how your performance went. And once you stop playing, then you don't have that drive anymore. You don't have like that sense of urgency because it's like kind of hard to figure out where to put that drive and sense of urgency into. And there's a lot of struggles that people deal with. There's lots of routine. You have all these practices that are at a set time. You have to be there. Like, you're not going to miss it. You have set workouts, set games, set eating schedules, set waking up and sleeping times. And it's just once you lose that, it's kind of hard to get back into that motion of wanting to wake up or at a certain time and continue to do it because you don't have anything to do it for. There's also lack of goals. You know, when you are playing sports, there's championships, there's games that you want to win, there's things that you want to accomplish. And you want to, that's how you kind of hold yourself accountable. If you want to get to those goals, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. And once you don't have that, you feel like there's like, what is the purpose? Like, what is the point of even doing anything? There's no wins. There's no like anything that's going to give you that like self-gratitude. And then there's also feeling like a has-been. I feel like that's the one that kind of gets people the most. You feel like your whole entire life was based on success of you playing this sport. And once you're done and you can no longer play, no matter if it's at the high school, collegiate, or professional level, then once you're done and you're just a has-been, you feel like nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about the success that you have. You're not talked about anymore. You're not in the newspapers. You're not being talked about around school. You're not being talked about around the family or your friends. And it just feels like you have no purpose. And it feels like you're kind of letting yourself down because you don't have anybody to talk about. You don't have the, oh, my son is playing this today or my daughter is playing this today, because, you know, once it's over, then it's over. So I can ask y'all, how many times, if you really sit here and think, how many times have you really just felt like kind of lost, or you felt like you didn't have like a sense of purpose? Like, once you finished playing sports, like, you didn't have like the goals, you didn't have like the sense of urgency, you didn't have the purpose for, like, you know, of playing sports and waking up every day. How many people have you, how, like, when's the last time you felt like that? And there's also an emotional disconnect because you tie yourself into feeling like your identity is an athlete, and you're more than just an athlete. You're a human, you're a person, you're a sister, brother, son, daughter, father, mother, whatever it is, you're more than just that, and you can be more than just that. So don't hold yourself to that standard of just being an athlete. You're more than just that. And if you're the person who's just now getting out of the sports, or you've been out for a while and you're still kind of struggling, this topic right here is the one that's going to help you push forward and find that new drive, that new sense of purpose that you can have. And that's finding your new purpose, finding your new identity. The first thing you have to do is, once you're done or you haven't yet, is first acknowledge the grieving, the loss of your career, because at the end of the day, it's over. Like, no matter how much you felt like you were going to make it professionally, collegially, wherever you are, it's okay to not have continued to pursue that dream or that goal that you had. It's okay, because you have to first acknowledge that it's, you're done, and that you're more than just that athlete. Give yourself permission to feel sad about it. It's not wrong to feel sad or mad or upset about not getting to the goal that you ultimately wanted to be at, as far as if it was collegially, professionally, or wherever you wanted to do. It's okay to be sad, mad, and just basically acknowledge it, so that way you're able to feel those feelings. And the time of personal reflection, there's no time limit. Everybody's different, because one person can be after the season's over for their last season, and it's just like, oh, okay, now it's time to go work. But then there's also people who really thought that they were going to make it to the next level professionally, or that it went by faster than they thought it would be, and they're just not over it. So take time to reflect and be able to have that talk with yourself or someone else, and just be able to self-reflect, because that is a big thing that a lot of people do forget to do. And now we can get into some tips that can help you kind of, you know, push yourself and elevate yourself out of that rut and rediscover yourself in a new way, because you were somebody before you played sports, and you're going to be somebody after sports. So you need to kind of find out like things that you love to do, what you like to do. What did you like to do before sports, or in your, you know, your downtime during sports, or even after? Like, what are you finding that you like now? Like, those are the things that you need to focus on and put effort in your job and your family, your loved ones, your relationships, your kids, all those things. You can take that same mentality that you had when you were playing sports and put it into that. And as an athlete, we're wired a different way. Like, we go based off of goals and performances. So it's like, you can take that and merge it into your life. Now, if you're working a job and you want to set a goal for yourself, do that and achieve that goal, because you can get that same purpose, that same feeling of purpose that you got. If you're wanting to be whatever you want to do, a cook, a photographer, a podcaster, a painter, a dancer, sports broadcaster, whatever you want to do, you can take that same initiative that you had when you were playing sports, the same way that you went about the game mentally and physically, and you can continue to push that into what you're doing now. And focus on your fitness for well-being, not for performance. Because when we're playing sports, that's all it is. You get fit for a certain goal, to perform your body in a certain way. My old coach always used to say, you don't put regular unleaded in a jet. Like, you put jet fuel in a jet. Like, you're gonna, you know what I'm saying? You don't put unleaded in a supercar. What you gonna put? You're gonna put the E80, you gonna put the nicest gas in the car. So it's like, just because you're done playing sports, obviously anybody can, you can eat whatever you want, but it's, if you want to remain in a kind of like a fit body or fit sense of way or purpose, then it's, don't always work out for to look fit or to perform. Work out for your well-being, remain healthy. Because just because you're not in sports anymore doesn't mean you can't be healthy or still maintain somewhat of the body or what you had while you were playing. And that's why I say that a lot of people are dealing with this. So build a support system. It can be your family, your friends, or your old teammates who also are going through this. Hey, reach out to them, because they might be going through the same thing that you're going through. And it may not be at the severity, and it can just be a conversation, but it's just, sometimes it feels nice to be able to speak with somebody who's like-minded, who's also going through the same things. So, I mean, that's like a thing that you can also do, as far as, yeah, just build a support system and make sure you reach out, because suffering by yourself isn't always the answer. You know what I mean? You can talk to somebody and it will make you feel better. I'm going to assign y'all a task. What is something that you always wanted to get back into doing? Like, what is it? Write it down on your phone, on a piece of paper, sticky note, whatever. What is that? Like, really sit here and think on what is the thing that you've always wanted to get back into doing that you didn't have a lot of time to do. And if you've always been sitting here thinking like, man, I wish I can get back into cooking. I wish I can get back into working out, doing all these things. I want you to write that down and make that a priority for yourself, to set a goal to be able to get back into that. Because if you continue to set goals for yourself, it'll bring back purpose, and you can continue to add those to your repertoire, to your life, and just keep going and be able to not just fall off or into a rut because you don't feel like you don't have nowhere to go or nothing to do. And we need to change our perspective on life after sports. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive. You got to have a mindset shift and to be able to recalibrate your way of thinking of, man, I didn't make it. Oh, I didn't get to get here. And that I was able to do those things. You have to have gratitude, because a lot of people weren't able to play high school football, basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, all those sports, golf, collegiate level, professional. If you are blessed to make it to the collegiate level that a lot of people aren't, or the professional level, you have to look back and have gratitude and be thankful that God was able, or whoever you believe in was able, to allow you to make it there, because not a lot of people got to do those things. The end of your athletic career isn't the end of you. It's just the beginning. And now you have those same principles and standards that you can implement into the rest of your life. And if this episode has resonated with you in any way, take time to just sit back and, like, you know, think about all the good times, the fun times, the practices, all the running, the conditioning, the hanging out with friends and the calf, the eating, all the trips and staying in hotels, all that. And just think about all the good times that you had, and just, you know, remember those, share them with your friends, your old teammates, and just know that you're blessed to have had those experiences, because a lot of people aren't. And just know that you're blessed. Today's episode, we talked about post-athlete syndrome, the transitioning away from sports, how to get through it, and just all the things, the tips and tricks that you can use to move forward and continue to implement things in your life. Remember, this isn't the end of your story. This is just the beginning. This is just the start of something new, a new chapter in your life, in your book of many, many more chapters to come. There's a whole world of opportunities out there waiting for you, and it's just waiting for you to just choose one and continue on that path. And we can keep the conversation going. You can comment on this podcast, on the YouTube podcast. I have a Discord that you can join. It's the Tune In Fam. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, you know, even YouTube. Subscribe, all that. Like the video. It's Tune In with Dev. All those is everything is Tune In with Dev. And if you join the Discord, you can speak with me. You can speak with other people who feel the same way you do. You can DM me, you can ask me questions. I'm here 100% available to anybody who's wants to take the time to just reach out. I appreciate each and every single person that takes the time out of their day to listen to me speak, because you don't have to. And there's plenty of people who, you know, take that for granted. And that's something that I will never do, no matter how far I get in this. Even if I don't go anywhere, if I'm able to reach one person and resonate with one person, that would mean the world to me. And I'm just so happy to be able to speak with people and help and just try to continue to help people and push the narrative forward of moving the needle of mental health and making it more acceptable for men, women, children, older people to just speak about their lives and, you know, learn from past traumas, mistakes, and, you know, just continue to live life. And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in with Dev. I want to thank y'all. You didn't have to, but you did. And thank y'all for tuning in with Dev to this episode. It comes out every Monday. And get ready for next week. I think we got a good one next week. But thank y'all again. And comment something that you wanted me to talk about in the next video or an upcoming podcast or somebody you would like to see on the podcast. Thank y'all. Have a great rest of y'all's day, night, whatever it is at the time y'all are watching. And thank y'all for tuning in with Dev.